"One more gift," she said to Teddy, "and you'll be free from your spell." The little dog licked her hand. "Hey, tell me this," said Jack. "How did you know Teddy wanted us to hide behind that rock?" Annie shrugged. "I just knew," she said. "I think I saw it in his eyes."
"You did?"
Jack looked into Teddy's eyes. The little dog tilted his head and stared back at Jack. Teddy's eyes twinkled as if they held many secrets. "Who are you, really?" whispered Jack. Teddy just smiled a doggy smile and wagged his tail. "Come for us again soon," Annie said. "Okay?" Teddy sneezed as if to say, "Of course." Jack grabbed his pack, then he and Annie climbed down the rope ladder. When they stood on the ground, they looked up. A little black nose was poking out the treehouse window. "Bye," they called. "Arf, arf." Jack and Annie took off between the trees. Birds sang in the twilight. Squirrels scampered playfully through the leaves. The Frog Creek woods were very tame after the forest in India. Soon they came to their street. As they walked to their house, the last bit of daylight was slipping away. Before they went inside, Jack and Annie sat on their steps. "I have two questions," said Jack. "If the hermit couldn't see, how did he know about the treehouse? And how did he know that we had traveled all night with the elephants?"
"Easy," said Annie. "The one great voice of the forest told him."
"Hmm," said Jack. He closed his eyes for a moment and listened. He heard a car going down the street. He heard a woodpecker pecking. He heard crickets chirping. He heard a screen door opening. He heard a mom saying, "Time for dinner, kids." All the sounds were like one great voice, the one great voice of home.